I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Why, hello, neighbor, and happy Monday. Happy Moonday. Welcome to another episode of Moonday Musings. If you have never been here before, hello, I'm Dani, and I'm that witch next door, and I will be guiding you through the astrological forecast for this week, which is April 15th through the 21st. That's right, folks. It is the last week of Aries season and the last full week of Mercury retrograde. The heavens opened up. Just kidding. Remember, a retrograde is like any other cycle from the universe here to help us. And am I having to also remind myself of that this particular retrograde cycle? You bet your ass I am. This was a toughie for me. This was a tough Mercury retrograde for me and a lot of people that I've talked to. So if you are feeling that way, you are super duper not alone. This was a tough one. Mercury retrograde in Aries during eclipse season, while we had eclipses on the Aries Libra axis, Chiron is in Aries. We also have Venus currently in Aries. There is a lot going on in the fire. So, again, you are super duper not alone if this was a tough retrograde for you, especially because Aries can be kind of that 0 to 100 energy a little bit. So I think that not only was this particular retrograde like, you know, feeling like a lot of, you know, getting thrown some curveballs out of left field, but things and experiences and events particularly testing, you know, really feel like we're being tested in our reactions, or should I say our reactions versus our responses. So fear not, Taurus season begins on Friday the 19th. That is at 9:59 a.m. Eastern time. The sun will move into Taurus. And earthy earth season is here. I always say that Taurus is the earthiest of the earth signs. It's just quintessential earth energy. And shortly after next week, on Monday, actually, is Earth Day, Monday, April 22nd. So we've got lots and lots and lots of earth energy coming our way. But this tail end of Aries season absolutely has some activity, that is for sure. When I look over the astrology this week, there's still lots of haps. So like I said, it's a really good idea to be keeping an eye on reactivity right now. Don't be so sure that it's happening to you rather than for you. Sometimes Aries feels that really instantaneous sense of confidence so sure that it's right the first time around. And with very simple extra communication or a little bit of extra digging into the situation, very often Aries finds that, oh, I kind of jumped to conclusions here a little bit too quickly. Didn't have all the evidence before I reacted or responded. So that's really, really something to keep in mind. Over this weekend, I taught the second lesson out of the three total lessons for level two in the I Can Read My Astrology Inside and Out program. And level two is all about diving deep into the modalities, the elements, and the polarities of the zodiac signs. And these various groupings and categories of the zodiac signs help us compare and contrast them with one another. We can see their similarities. We can see their differences. This really, really helps us better understand, you know, aside from a memorization, like trying to memorize these different traits and qualities about the signs, the modalities, the elements, and the polarities, and understanding the way that the signs can be grouped and categorized genuinely helps us understand their very nature, their very character, the way their energy moves, why it moves, their motives, their interests, their preferences, also what they are very much not into, what doesn't come very easily to them, and what does come very naturally to them. All these different groupings really, really help us get to know these zodiacal characters. And this past weekend was our elemental lesson. We looked at the earth signs, the air signs, the fire signs, the water signs, and we talked about these different groupings. And I think that even in pretty mainstream astrology, the elementals are frequently part of the conversation. Most people know, even if they just know their sun sign, they typically know what element that sign is associated with. We as humans are very naturally connected to the elements. And this is why, as witches and energy practitioners, you'll find that working with the elements is something that tends to feel very natural and resonates very deeply with just about every single practitioner, because the elements are truly, truly universal. The concept of fire, air, earth, water, this does not belong to any one culture, to any one practice, to any one demographic, to any one specific thing. This is, I mean, about as universal as it gets. It's even beyond archetypes in so many ways, because the elementals are also so, so, so physical and tangible. They're very conceptual, but they are very, very physical and tangible. And so this is why, whether you are a beginner practitioner and you have just started out in your magical spiritual practice, or you have been practicing for many, many, many years, this is why the elements, I would be very willing to bet, resonate deeply with you. And it's something that comes very naturally to you. When we talk about elementals, it's one of those subjects that when you start talking about what colors or objects or activities are associated with each of the elementals, it's one of those subjects that you're sitting there listening kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I kind of, even if you've never technically heard any of those before, it makes sense. You almost kind of already know them within you. That is how universal the elements are. Even the symbol of the pentacle or the pentagram, the five-pointed star, especially in witchcraft, this symbolizes the four elements being connected by what some call the fifth element of spirit. You can also just look at that fifth element as the universe, as these are part of the universe and they also make up the universe, okay, that the four elements do. So, like I said, the four elements are fire, earth, air, and water. And one thing that I really, really love to offer any of my astrology students, whether it's in my school or any of you, my wonderful neighbors listening to that witch podcast, if you are struggling keeping all the different parts and pieces of astrology straight, you can always, always fall back on the elements and simplify astrology a little bit here. So first and foremost, the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. The earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And finally, the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. I wanted to take my time in case anybody wanted to jot down any quick notes. So sometimes it really helps to step away from the planets, step away from the houses in the astrological chart, and look at the elementals right now. So if you use an app like Time Passages or whatever your favorite astrology app is for looking up your own birth chart or looking up the current chart of the sky right now or current transiting planets, let the elements kind of rise to the surface for you. And this is an exercise that I'm walking my students through in the I Can Read My Astrology program right now in level 2. We're working on looking at and really focusing on the elementals in our birth chart or in the birth charts of other people this week. And I'm having folks take a look at the chart and kind of tallying up the elementals. How many placements do you see in each elemental category? Which houses are ruled by which of the elements? Or what elements occupy the different houses in your chart? And then same thing goes again for current transiting planets right now. So this tail end of Aries season is the tail end of a fire season, and we're going into the earthy earth season, like I said. Taking a look at and letting the elementals be the focus and letting some of those other parts of the chart not totally disappear, but fade a little bit temporarily into the distance while you focus on the elementals. This can be so incredibly helpful, whether you are a brand new beginner to astrology or you consider yourself very, very experienced in astrology. This can be a really refreshing way, a really refreshing focus for working with astrology. Because, like I said, the elements are so intrinsically a part of our own energy. All four elements are within us, our physical body and our energetic bodies as well. Because again, remember that the elementals are both physical and conceptual at the same time. So let yourself kind of look at your chart or look at the astrology that way this week. So if you are scrolling around on social media and you see astrologers posting about some of the different planetary transits, for example, let yourself read those as the elements first. The reason that this can be so helpful is just like our beautiful sacred symbol of the pentacle, understanding and working with the elementals can be one of the most balancing practices you can utilize as a modern witch. And there is a reason why the elements are so prevalent in so many different cultures, in so many different religions, in so many different belief systems, in so many different philosophies even. Again, they are that universal. And when we take a look and we focus in on the elements specifically, it makes it really easy to notice imbalances. And it therefore makes it really easy to practically go about finding harmony or creating more balance and kind of counteracting any overactivation that we're currently in or any elemental that we are kind of lacking in at that time, okay? So when it comes to working with the astrological energy of this week, first of all, knowing that we're at the tail end of Aries and we do have plenty of planetary transits in Aries before the sun moves into Taurus at the end of the week, remembering that we can definitely be leaning into a bit of fiery reactivity right now. First and foremost, I want to encourage you to change up or boost your grounding practice. You don't need to wait for Taurus season to be here to work with grounding. And we'll be having a grounding episode coming out soon. But this is, grounding is because our bodies are earth bodies. Grounding is a practice that is accessible and available to every single human, to every single being. The ability to become fully present in the here and the now, in this moment, even if it is just for a split second, honestly. This is something that we can all do. It's a muscle. Our grounding muscles are ones that we can flex and practice with frequently to get better and better and more effective at our own grounding practice. And we do not need to wait around for astrological earth transits to come around to work with that. And in fact, if you do find yourself experiencing a little bit of an overabundance of fire energy, a little bit of an overabundance of air or water energy, grounding is an excellent, excellent balancing practice. And likewise, if you have been feeling very, very stuck in the physical realm, really, really stuck in this, in the matrix, in earth practices, in the responsibilities and tasks of mundane human life, counter to that, a great balancing activities is to work with some fire energy, to work with the element of air, to work with the element of water, okay? So this is a huge, this is why I love bringing our awareness back to the elementals. This level two in I Can Read My Astrology program is definitely my favorite class to teach, possibly of like all classes that I teach in general, just because the modalities, the elements, and the polarities are so freaking universal and so easily accessible to every single human because these concepts are so, so, so widespread. And this is this concept of feeling out of balance or off kilter is such a common experience. And working with these universal concepts like the modalities, the elements, and the polarities is such a quick and effective way of kind of scanning your radar for where and what this imbalance is, where it's occurring, what it is, and being able to offer that harmonizing medicine for yourself, okay? So this week, especially if you are feeling a very lack of earth energy, if you are feeling very, very ungrounded, change up or boost your grounding practice. The other thing is, how can you give back to the earth? Again, we don't need to wait for our earth season to come around to at least start thinking about this, okay? How can you start to give back to the earth? And then when it comes to working with the elements, first and foremost, I linked in the show notes below our previous episodes of That Witch podcast on working with the elements in the zodiac specifically. And I couldn't believe it when I was digging up these links. These are two of our earliest episodes on That Witch Podcast, episodes 6 and 7 was working with the elements. Part 1 is fire and earth. Part 2 is air and water. I have those linked in the show notes below for you. So if you were really interested in looking at the elements specifically through that astrological lens, I highly recommend going back and listening to those episodes. They have always, always been fan favorites. I love those episodes. Also, I wanted to offer you some examples of different items, colors, tools, various things that are associated with the elements. In witchcraft, we call these magical correspondences, okay? So one of, if not my favorite source for looking up magical correspondences is Llewellyn's Book of Correspondences. I have recommended this many times on the show and in my content, and I will continue to do so because this is such a helpful reference guide. It is this huge, like 400 plus page book. It's a cross-reference guide with various sections, and I'll just give you an example of a few of these sections in the table of contents here. We have the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, deities and other beings, astrological correspondences like the zodiac, the solar system, moon phases, the seasons. We also have a bunch of miscellaneous categories in here as well, including the elements, the directions, colors, the chakras, numbers, the tarot. I could go on and on. This is, and at the very, very beginning of the book are a whole collection of various intentions that one may have for their magical practice. So you don't have to skip to the element right away, for example. If you are wanting to work with more love or attracting abundance or promoting protection, heightening your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, working on strengthening your communication, consecrating, cycles, crossroads, creativity. I'm literally reading from these different intentions in here. You can go to each one of these and it will list out the various elements, the directions, the numbers, colors, chakras, moon phases, days of the week, animals, gemstones, plants, all of these different things associated with that intention. It is so, so, so helpful. It is not a truly exhausted source, okay? No book could ever truly be, because so much of this energetic and witchcraft work is infinite, but it is a very solid resource. It's a wonderful foundation to have. It is a great starting point at the very, very least. I checked this out from the library when I had been brand new into witchcraft. I renewed it at my local library, like I don't even know how many times. And I finally was like, oh my God, Danny, buy this goddamn book. So I've linked it in the show notes below. Again, I will never stop. This is not sponsored in any way. It's just from one witch to another. It is just one of the best tools and books and resources you can have for yourself on your witchy shelf. Okay, so focusing back on the elements specifically, I'm going to give you just a few examples here. So the element of air, again, I'm not going to go into the astrological correspondences because I've linked those other episodes for you if you want to go and take a listen to those. But air is associated with the direction of east. Some of the colors associated with air most commonly are light blue, yellow, white, silver, gray. The chakras associated with the element of air listed here are crown, heart, and throat. And of course, our suit associated in tarot with the element of air is the suit of swords. There are many trees, herbs, plants, all associated with air. There are many wonderful crystals. You can go by the name of the crystal, but you can also go by the color. of crystal, okay? And you don't have to worry so much about what crystal it specifically is either. There's also a great list of the intentions associated with the element of air. And because air is very representative of our mental and intellectual realms, some of those intentions associated with the air element are concentration, focus, mental energy, communication, working with the mind and motivation, various things of psychic and those mental powers and capabilities, okay? And then moving into Earth, Earth is associated with the direction of north. The chakra associated with Earth is the root chakra. Colors black, brown, green. And let's see here. Again, it's going to list all of these wonderful plants and gemstones and animals and different deities. Some of the intentions associated with the element of Earth is going to be grounding, of course. Acceptance, I like that. That's cool. Abundance and prosperity is a very big one associated with the element of Earth because Earth represents our physical realm. The underworld, relationships, protection, nature, manifestation, and money, wealth, weather, well-being, all of these are associated with the element of Earth. Then, in the element of fire, the direction that is associated with fire is south. The chakra associated listed here is the solar plexus, and I would add the sacral chakra as well. Colors, crimson, reds, oranges, but also still yellows because of fires, right, and gold. And again, you're going to find all these wonderful plants and animals and deities and beings associated with fire. Some of the intentions associated with fire is action or activation and awakening, creativity, passion, divination is listed here. Desires is definitely a big one. Willpower and willing, revenge, sex, power, all of these, lust, these are very, very associated with the element of fire because fire is representative of our inner, that burning fire that keeps us going, which is why it's associated with passions and desires. These things that we want at the very core of our being and the things that we are very drawn and attracted to. And finally, the element of water. Water is associated with the direction west. The chakra listed here associated with water is sacral. I would also add on to that third eye and actually throat. I could see the throat chakra being air, of course, with communication, but I also think that our emotions, which is very associated with water, are also a very big part of our throat chakra and, of course, our heart chakra as well. Heart also very associated with fire because of that passion and desire. I hope you can first see how we're going to see some overlapping here, which is why don't look at these as hard and fast rules, and instead look at these as helpful categories, helpful associations meant to help you boost and amplify and focus in on your specific intention and working more effectively with your intuition, okay? Colors associated with water, aqua, black, blue, other grays and silver, green, especially like aquamarine, teal and turquoise, things like that, purples and lilacs. One thing I want to note that I didn't list out with each of the four elements is that the color white was listed for all four elements. And I personally would actually associate the color black also connected to every single element. And the reason is because white and black are these universal colors. Black being the absence of color, white being all of the colors. And therefore, these are very universal to our intention and what we're using them for. And so you can read, and this is why you're going to see things like grays and silvers even kind of also blending in here and overlapping here a little bit, because gray is simply shades of black and white, okay? So the direction associated with water, like I said, is west. This is our cups suit in tarot. And I just realized I forgot to list the other tarot suits. The tarot suit associated with earth is pentacles. And the tarot suit associated with the element of fire is the wands suit, okay? Those are some of the most easy to find associations online, by the way, if you're needing any help or wanting to remember which suits in the tarot deck are associated with which elements. Again, you're going to find all these wonderful plants, animals, gemstones, beings associated with water. Some of the intentions we associate with water is in and of itself working with our intuition. Okay, our emotions, our connections and relationships with people. Love is very, very associated with water because of that emotion. Attachment, that's a big one associated with water. Nurturing, patience, reconciliation, rebirth and renewal. Cleansing is a big one associated with water. Sensitivity, sensuality, spirituality, inner strength, transformation. All of these are very strongly associated with the element of water. There are so many ways to go about learning more about the elements and working with them. You can utilize these correspondences and associations in your clothing and accessories, the food and beverage that you make and consume. Of course, working with different tools like your tarot deck, working with the colors very intentionally, working with different crystals, but working with the physical elements themselves, working with fire for fire. Working with air for air and so on and so forth. And this is why going out and putting your feet or your hands or part of your body in the dirt, in the grass, touching a plant, touching the trunk of a tree, this is earth energy in its purest form. Standing out in the blustery wind, even though that can feel really, really cold and harsh, when you lean into the element of air and you stand outside on a breezy or even gusty, windy day, you are surrounding yourself with that element of air. Breath work is a very, very easy way to work with the element of air. And of course, with water, whether it's washing our hands, taking a shower, a bath, or simply consuming more water and hydrating ourselves, working with the elements on their most physical and their most pure form is an excellent, excellent first step. But one thing that I really love is using that information that astrology can give us by looking at our chart or looking at the current chart and kind of seeing if there is an overabundance or a lack of a particular elemental energy at that time, and using this information to bring some harmony or some balance. Oh, it's been a long time since I have worked with the fire element. I really could use some fire energy in my life right now. Oh my God, I really have never felt very drawn to air. I really want to seek out working with air energy. Remember that sacred and beautiful symbol of the pentacle, reminding us that all four elements are as equal and beautiful part of our universe and of ourselves, and that we ourselves and source, the universe, is the connection point for the four elements to come together and function at their highest good. So my reminder for you, moving through the end of Aries season this week, heading into Taurus season at the end of this week, is let's simplify and be practical. Try not to overcomplicate. Go one step at a time. This is an excellent time to go back to your basics. You have probably been building this gorgeous spiritual tool bag, and I love this part of human nature that, you know, we're always expanding and we're always curious and we're always seeking more. I think that that's sacred in and of itself, because it means that we will never find that glass ceiling, or we can't truly ever be stagnant. The universe will always, always continue expanding, will always continue moving. But in that concept in and of itself, we can leave behind or forget about so many of our strongest building blocks. And so I want today's little conversation on Moon Day about the elements and different ways to look at them and work with them to serve as a reminder to go back to your own spiritual basics. Don't forget about those tools. Are you using them? Thank you for your time today and every day. It is always such an honor and such a pleasure to hang out with you on your Monday. I really, really, really appreciate your time and your energy here, neighbor. I have linked all these helpful resources in the show notes below. Let me know if there's anything in depth into any of this that you would love further episodes on and further explanation on. I'm always, always collecting suggestions for future episodes. You can drop those suggestions at thatwitchnextdoor.com/conjurethatwitch. I hope that all of you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week and finishing up Aries season and transition into Taurus season. Make sure, of course, that you are staying safe, you're letting yourself have some fun out there, and stay magical, my friend. What is That Witch School? Well, it's kind of my twist on Patreon. See, for as little as $5 a month, you can get instant access to our entire back catalog of incredible bonus content, like bonus episodes, witchy lessons, a ton of astrology resources, guest teachings, and so much more. But I didn't want to just keep the magic going in between episodes with bonus content. I wanted to keep the learning going. I wanted to keep the community going. So I also offered tiers that opened up opportunity for continued intentional, magical academic learning, as well as opportunity for creating community with like-minded witchy individuals. For just $30 a month, you can get full, complete access to everything inside That Witch School, including our exclusive members-only social media platform on Mighty Networks, where right now, witches and energy practitioners and students just like you are all learning, working together, sharing together, and supporting each other week in and week out. We talk about the show, we share dreams that we've had, we share each other's tarot readings, and ultimately, we support each other as magical beings in a very anti-magical world. You can join us today at thatwitchnextdoor.com/enroll to learn more and start your enrollment today.